horns for me. Oh, yeah. Living pork chop on the horn today. Get funky. Get funky. Yeah. All right. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning to you. We wish Alex well. She's out today. She lost her voice. If you missed it, here's Alex trying to talk.
Joe, it's Alex. That heavy metal voice ruined my voice yesterday.
Yeah, so Alex will not be on the show today, but filling in for her, doing an awesome job, Liv the Web Girl. I got a question, and I would love for you to give advice or tell me what you do. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. Save this into your phone. That's 833-563-2539. That way you can just easily call up the Joe and Alex Show anytime that you want to be a part of the conversation. You can also tweet us and follow us, our Instagram and Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. My question is this. What do you do with old cards? It could be a birthday card. It could be the holidays like Christmas or whatever's coming up. Anniversaries. Maybe you give one to your husband or your wife or your family member. Say, hey, happy anniversary on this. Do you keep them? Do you throw them out? I have a few that I keep just for sentimental value. But honestly, it's like, why? I feel so bad, though, as if somebody's going to like card check me like, hey, do you have that card I got you when you were 10? Like, how long do you keep stuff?
Or they're going to come over your house and expect to see it hanging up and it's
on the fridge, yeah. Magneted up.
I never feel like that. This is actually super morbid. I only keep the cards of family members that I think are going to die within the next 10 years.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, I know, okay. I told you it's morbid.
So, let's do the death game with your family. Okay. Who do you think is going to die in the next 10 years? Who's up there?
So terrible. I always kept them from my grandma and grandpa. They both have passed away.
Okay.
Also, my great-grandmother, who was like a grandmother to me, we call her Nana. She has passed away.
So
I was
right.
Kind of spot on. And then I also keep him, not that I think he's going to pass away within the next 10 years, but he's just like, there's a very special place in my heart for him, my Uncle Tommy.
Okay.
And he does not have a cell phone. He has never used a computer. He's never been on the internet. He doesn't know what Twitter is, Snapchat, Facebook. He doesn't know what any of that is. So it's like he's living in like the 80s or 90s.
Okay.
And so I know that cards mean a lot to him because that's the only way you can kind of communicate. So I keep those.
Okay. See, like I have a couple of cards. I'm trying to think. My dad passed away like 10 years ago. So maybe there'd be some people keep that for the handwriting stuff. I don't think I have any cards from him. But I do have from my wife. I think I have every anniversary card she gave me. And it's weird though. The cards are nice, but I mean, I still am kind of like, is there money in this thing? Okay, next. I don't know. I appreciate it, but I'm a person, as you've probably learned to know on the show, and Liv, you probably know more than anybody, seeing it, I hate clutter and I hate things.
Right,
and I just hate putting crap in a drawer. I'm like, what is the actual purpose of this besides looking at it? So I'm just like, let's get rid of these things. Alice, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you do with these cards? You keep them? Do you get rid of them?
So we keep them. My birthday is January 1st, and my mom and I, my mom's birthday is in February, and they would always send us Christmas cards and birthday cards together. So she'd get her birthday card, I'd get my birthday card, and we'd get a family Christmas card. Well, we had a competition when I was little. We had a big Santa sleigh with strings on it, and we would hang them on the wall. But now we actually make booklets out of them, so we hole punch the ends and then wrap all the cards from that year on that string, and then that's it. So I have like all my Christmas cards from Christmas and birthday cards from when I was like 5.
That's wild. Do you ever like go back and look at them?
Yes, totally.
You do?
It's really cool.
Okay.
Interesting.
Hey, thank you,
that
Alex.
Does sound cool. That's a cool idea.
Yeah, we appreciate that one. Sarah's on the Joe and Alex Show. And what do? You repurpose yours?
Yeah, so you take off the back part, like when you open it up and there's the part where the person writes the message.
Yeah.
You just have like the pretty front of the card, and then you can use it to tag packages at Christmas or like a birthday present or something.
Wait,
like
what
that.
Do you mean you tag them? Like, do you just stick them on like the box, or like do you stick them on like the piece of paper and make a makeshift card?
Yeah, so it's just like a Christmas tag, like, you know, that you, when you have a bunch of Christmas presents under the tree and they have people's names on them, you just use the old cards. as the tags rather than going out and buying them.
That is the wildest thing I have ever heard in my life. Now Joe's going to start doing that.
That actually is a genius
just
idea.
Just to like save money on like markers for like writing.
I'm a very cheap person. Hey, thank you, Sarah, for sharing that. Hold on. I want to see what Kathy has right here. Kathy, am I reading this right? What do you do with your cards?
I buy really nice Post-its, like decorative, colorful, and stuff like that. And then in Christmas cards, I'll use like Christmas tags, and I'll like put them inside the cards so that I don't have to write my name inside the card. It'll actually be blank if they pull the tag or the Post-it out, and they can reuse it. If it's a great card, then they can send it to their cousins or put a little Post-it in it, and they can sign it, and it can just be recycled throughout the year.
That is genius. Kathy has the best idea ever.
This is the craziest thing I have ever heard in my life. I didn't realize people repurpose cards. Like, are cards that expensive?
Yeah, they're like $5.
Yeah, this would be like $12, $13, $14
what?
If you buy a nice one.
I didn't even know people still bought cards.
Yeah, like my Christmas cards are on layaway right now. They're so expensive. I mean,
yeah, I'm at a house right now, and they have birthday cards all over the house. And one is $5, one is $4.99. So right there in two cards is $10. This one is $4.99.
Wait, are you looking at cards right now, Kathy?
Yeah,
I'm at a house right now that has a bunch of birthday cards floating around, and each one of them is anywhere from $3 to $5.
Dang, that's insane. Hey, thank you, Kathy, for calling into the Joe and
wild.
Alex show. Kaylin, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you want to say about this whole card thing? Do you keep them? Do you toss them? What do you do?
I actually keep them, but I don't keep the whole card. I actually just cut out the part that means something, and I sort in an album book, and I like write who it's from.
Okay,
don't keep the whole thing.
That's a good idea, because I feel like that saves space.
Wait, so keep their own personal message that they wrote in the card, or just the generic message that's printed on the card?
It just depends. Like, if it's something funny, like that I think that my grandpa would say to me, like, I'll keep it if he didn't write anything. But if he wrote something, I'd rather take what he wrote as opposed to
Got
his message.
Hey, thank you, Kaylin, for calling in. We appreciate it. Let's go to Katie real quick. You're on the Joe and Alex show, Katie. What's your grandma do with cards?
She has kept every single card artwork for the past 33 years.
What?
That's the oldest that's the oldest grandchild that we've ever sent her.
So what is it? Is it like a Leaning Tower of Pisa? Or?
She has like big boxes that have each of our name on them. And she has things going back from when I was like 8 months old in preschool, like just smearing paint everywhere. And I'm 26 now.
Wow. That's going to be such a sweet thing to remember.
Imagine going back through those. Have you ever found like a $20 bill in one of them or something?
Not from my grandma's, but I personally like went through cards that she sent me, and I found like a $100 check.
What?
No way.
Yeah. I was like, can I still cash this?
Imagine.
Yeah, great grandma overdrafts. Thanks, Katie.
Oh, no.
We appreciate your call this morning. You can let us know too on our social media. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up next in the garbage, Jerry Seinfeld gives his opinion on Kevin Hart dropping out of the Oscars. CBS is facing its second sexual harassment allegation just this week, and this show might get another season.